the woods are just outside your doorway. So get outside and find it in the Maine outdoors. Fishing and hunting, winter, spring, summer, and fall. If it happens in the Maine outdoors, they talk about it all. Just tune in your radio to 103.9. Jim and Paul and Bob and Matt are your outdoors hotline. Meet Sunday night at 7 on WVOM. To find out what is happening, just listen to the radio to the Maine outdoors.
Welcome to the Maine outdoors. Here's tonight's host, V. Paul Reynolds.
Hey, that would be me. Thank you, sir, and good evening, one and all, and welcome to the Maine Outdoors, Maine's longest-running outdoor talk radio program. We'd like to wish you, Bob and I would like to wish a happy Easter to all of you, and we hope you had a good time today with your family. Bob and I enjoyed a big ham dinner down there on Rabbit Hill.
We certainly did, and I loaded up too much. My diet went out the window.
And I saw that big piece of chocolate pie.
Oh, man. Wow, that was a calorie counter. Hey, we're going to have one of those down at Woolly Buggers. We're going to have two of them.
He's going to bring two of them down. I'm looking forward
That'd be great, huh?
And we want to thank my daughter-in-law, my granddaughter, for a wonderful day there at their farm there at Rabbit Hill. Right now, though, I want to introduce our crew, and then I'll introduce our special studio guest. Our crew tonight, of course, Mr. Jim Layton, one of the founders of this show. He's been around as long as I have, almost. And you and I are kind of like Thomas Jefferson and John Madison. No, not that was John Adams.
Which one do you want to be?
I want to be John Adams.
There you can
be
Thomas Jefferson. Me too.
All right. Anyway, Jim Layton from Fields Pond. Jim, nice to have you on the show.
Yes, thank you, Paul. I hope you had a wonderful winter. We're so glad to have you back.
Well, I am so glad to be back, in spite of the crummy weather. Yeah. I've been waiting for the sun to shine, and I think I'm going to be waiting a little longer.
April showers bring me flowers.
There you go. And, of course, the other guy behind the controls, the assistant engineer, we used to call him the Scourge of Grand Lake Stream, but we've upgraded him. He's now the Sage.
I've been promoted.
The Sage of Grand Lake Stream, Mr. Norm Plour. Take a bow, Norm.
Good evening, Paul. Good to have you back.
Nice to have you here, sir, behind those controls. And, of course, my guest, my host, who sometimes is a guest host. Tonight he's my sidekick here on Maine Outdoors. He's a registered Maine guide. He's an author of many great fishing books. My friend Bob Lehman.
Thank you, Paul. That's awful nice of you to introduce me like that. And I have something to welcome you back from Florida.
You're kidding.
Yeah, has a little gift for my son, Bobby.
Oh.
And that is a Rochelle fly.
Oh,
and
that is
perfectly tied to catch salmon.
Man, that is a thing of beauty.
And here's a guest for me that I tied especially for you.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Two Hornbergs.
Two beautiful Hornbergs. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, sir. It's a pleasure to do it.
Thank you very much.
I've been tying all winter, so I've had a great time.
I think I'm going to tear up here. Thank you very much.
I'll bring you a night crawler next week.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Well, I probably do better with that.
I think you can find plenty on the lawn.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, the driveway this morning, all over the driveway.
Yeah. Well, the ice went out of branch a couple days ago, so I'll be dragging those Rochelles before you know it.
Yeah.
Anyway, appreciate that, Bob. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Very kind
sir.
Of you.
Glad to do it.
I have nothing for you tonight, but I'll find something
That's
later.
All right.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
All right. I'd like to introduce our studio guest. He's been with us before, and he's always an interesting fellow and always a pleasure to have on the show. He is a board member and a man who's very active in fishing and hunting, and he's representing tonight the VZ Salmon Club, Bob Wunjenik.
Hey, Paul. Good to be here with you.
Nice to have you here. And we were going to have President Andy Fitzpatrick with us, but he can't be with us tonight because he had some kind of a slight accident, I guess, but he'll be all right, huh?
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Okay. And we wish you the best, Andy, and I hope you're feeling better. Okay. We'll be talking to Bob all about the VZ Salmon Club in just a minute. Again, if you'd like to be on our show tonight, we remind you we're coming to you on the Blueberry Broadcasting Network, which is 103.9 Bangor, 101.3 in Augusta, and 95.1 in Rockland. And what's the number if somebody wants to join us
on the show? You can pick up our show on the Internet, and I think Jim has that information.
Yeah. Is that true? We're streaming now?
Well, no, we're not, but it's a podcast, and it's WVOMFM.com.
Okay, so they have to go to the podcast to pick us up.
Yes, they do.
Right? Yep. All righty. And if somebody wants to dial the number, what is it?
1-800-966-1039, and you have to dial the whole number. Even if you're local, 1-800-966-1039.
Okay, and again, we're a talk radio show, which means we invite your participation. If you'd like to weigh in, if you have a question for our guest tonight, we welcome your phone calls, and we'll be doing a trivia question here in a couple minutes.
Whoa. Love to hear that.
Oh, we have some great things to give away, too, which are gifts from the Old Town Trading Post and the VZ Salmon Club. Right now, though, time for Outdoor Digest, brought to you by the Northwoods Sporting Journal. A couple of things here before Bob does his fishing report. Bonnie Holding has been named the legendary Wiggy Robinson Maine Guide of the Year. Quite an honor. Of course, the Legendary Guide Award was named after our late friend Wilmont Wiggy Robinson, who was an icon in Maine guiding and a former co-host of this radio show. We always miss Wiggy, and we wish Bonnie Holding congratulations on her honor. She's a lady who's been very active. She's a guide up in the Flagstaff, Dead River area, and she was also the press officer, I&E officer there at the Fish and Wildlife Department. Anyway, best of luck to you, Bonnie, and congratulations to you. Also, a reminder, ice out. I guess there will be some salmon trolling before long. It looks like it's going to be...
I think the ice out line is somewhere between Callis and Brewer, just south of Route 9.
Okay.
And it would appear that the local lakes are all out, as far as I know. It might be a few coves with a little ice in them, but for the most part, they are out.
Okay, Brent.
And all those little ponds, a few protected ponds might have still have a few coves still iced up, and maybe some might even still have a few ice in them. But for the most part, they are out and fishable. And last week we talked about quite a few, Lily Pond, Young's Pond, all those good trout ponds locally, and they're providing some good trout fishing right now.
Branch Lake, Green Lake, Phillips Lake are all out now, right?
Yeah, Beach Hill. Fields, as far as I know, they're
Fields
out pond.
Fields Pond's open, right?
Yep, and they're
okay.
Fishing Fields it
pond,
already.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so anyway, it's time to start thinking about it. I decided after talking to Greg Bird the other day, I may wait another 4 or 5 days, water temperature to get up near a 50 before I get out there and troll.
Well, I've caught them right under the ice. I mean, right along trolling right next to the ice when the ice went out.
Have you really?
Yes, at Branch. Yeah. I've caught them, you know, I had a couple of different camps down there, and when the ice went out that I could fish, get my boat in, I'd troll right along the ice and catch salmon.
Is that right?
Now, Greg knows what he's talking about. There's no question about that. The fishing will probably be better.
Yeah.
But right now, it's very fishable.
Yeah. Well, there was a guy out there in the fog the other day. I didn't
know. Out in the fog?
We have a phone call already?
We do.
Okay, well, let's take it. Good evening. You're on Maine Outdoors.
Hey, gentlemen.
How are you doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good, hey, I know that they extended the... I'm calling from up here in Greenville, overlooking Moosehead.
Right.
And I know that they extended the ice fishing season, and I didn't know if that affected the open water season.
No, I don't think it does. They extended the ice fishing season, I think, till the 25th of April, didn't they?
In Rooster County.
Oh, is it just Rooster County?
Yes, northern Penobscot.
Oh, okay. I thought it was... just basically kind of all up north.
I think it's anywhere up
Ireland.
North. I think it is, yeah. Yeah. But, what's it look?
So the open fishing is still...
They can happen simultaneously, as I understand it. In other words, if pond A is open, you can fish that on open water season, and if pond B is closed ice, but you're in northern Maine, you can ice fish it. I don't remember anything quite like that, but hey, it's been a strange winter.
We fished in Oostrich County.
Open water on Moosehead right now.
Excuse me, sir, but we fished years ago. All the years that I traveled up there, we'd fish ponds that had a little clear water, you know, from the shore out.
Yeah,
and that would be in right. Is that right? We did that for years.
You could probably kind of scoot your boat out over the ice and then get to some open water.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Yeah, you got to be a passionate fisherman to do that. Hey, let me ask you, what's your guess on ice out at Moosehead?
Jeez, I don't know. I talked to a buddy of mine the other day, and he said there's some spots that are still 3 feet thick. I mean, jeez, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'd say... May 28th.
You're depressing me. Don't tell me anymore.
All right.
Hey, we appreciate the call. Thank you. Look, we're going to have a fishing report. Do we have time before the trivia question to hit the fishing report? Will Jim allow that?
Yeah.
All right. Time for Bob's music then, right? Is it time for Bob's music?
Sure.
Oh.
Nope.
No, I guess it's not time
it's
for
the
Bob.
Wrong music, I guess. Okay. Got to take a break.
We'll be right back. Our guest is Bob Winginick from the VZ Club. You stay with us. We'll be right back.
More Maine Outdoors next.
Okay, we're back with Maine Outdoors, and our guest tonight is Bob Winginick from the VC Salmon Club. We're going to talk in detail about the club and some of its activities, but kind of jammed up a little bit here. So what we're going to do is take a call. We don't like to ignore our callers. Let's take that call right now, Norm, okay? Good evening, caller. You're on Maine Outdoors.
Yeah, it's Willie.
Hey, Willie. Now, before you talk, before you go anywhere, Willie, we've got a special offer for you. Before you weigh in on what you want to talk about, we are going to give you a shot at the outdoor trivia question, okay? You want to try it?
I never won one of them before.
Well, you might this time. Willie, I have in my formerly nicotine-stained fingers, I have three packages of fishing lures, which are really outstanding from VZ Salmon Club and the Old Town Trading Post. If you can answer Bob Lehman's question, you ready?
But you do know live bait works better.
That's right, Willie. You're right.
I know. Well, you're a meat hunter. But anyway, listen to Bob's question. I know you got the answer, and we'll ship these right out to you. Here's the question. You ready, Willie?
All right.
Okay, here she comes.
Here you come. Here we go.
What Hall of Fame baseball player was a longtime member of the VZ Salmon Club and fished the Penobscot River for Atlantic salmon for many, many years? I knew him, actually. I shook his hand one day and took a few questions.
Has to be Ted Williams.
Ted Williams, he
says. He says Ted Williams, and he's absolutely correct.
How's that, Willie? Huh? You haven't even asked the question yet, and you've won some good stuff. Don't forget, before you leave us tonight, make sure you give your mailing address to Norm Plord so we can mail these to you, okay?
Shadlers.
Shadlers.
Yeah, I was just going to put in that they extended the whole northern region until today was the last day for ice fishing, and we're just coming back into town now.
Yeah, 21st
we still have plenty of ice.
Oh, did you?
21st was the day.
Where did you fish, Willie?
Somewhere between Milo and Millinocket.
That's pretty general between Milo and Millinocket. That could be a lot of different
places. That takes a lot of line.
Yeah. In other words, you don't want to...
30 miles on the snowmobile.
Wow. Did you catch any fish?
Yeah, we caught some splake.
Oh, fishing Seboise again, huh?
I probably wouldn't bet me on that.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, that's good. So the spring has not come to northern Piscataquis County, I gather.
We still have patches of 3 feet of snow in the woods.
You're kidding me.
And 30 inches of ice that was soft on the top foot. But
I came back here from Florida looking for some green up. What happened to the spring green up?
Same time, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, we appreciate the input. And what's your prediction on the ice out of Seboise Lake?
Probably the 31st, maybe.
Of April?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, I guess not.
Okay. Well, appreciate the call. Now stay on the line so Norm can get your address so I can mail you these shad darts, okay?
All right.
will you be down here to fish for shad?
They'll probably have to swim up the river a ways further.
Okay. All right. Anyway, good to talk to you, Willie. Happy Easter to you. All right, take care. And you stay on the line so Norman gets your address. Okay, before we get to Bob Winginick, and we're going to get a lot squeezed in. We still got plenty of time left, Bob. But before we do, Bob Lehman prepared a fishing report, and he's going to give you his high-speed fishing report.
Yes. Well, Evan Thomas from Winterport, he's the son, of course, of Scott Thomas, Dr. Scott Thomas, caught a 4.5-pound smallmouth bass yesterday at, I believe it was Third Pond, that's down by China Lake. 4.5-pound bass.
I think.
Bass.
Wow.
That's a biggie.
Yeah, that's a biggie.
That's a beauty,
small
isn't it?
Smallmouth or largemouth?
Largemouth, probably, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure he released it. He usually releases them all. He's been invited down to Carolina to a big tournament, you know. He's quite a bass man.
Okay.
Yep. Saltwater smelts, of course, are running heavily, but the trouble is, of course, same as freshwater smelts are running as well, but the high water.
You're risking your life to get down there.
Yeah,
the water.
Right. You better have your chest waders on.
Yeah, maybe two life jackets.
And a tether, too.
Right.
Tether to a tree or something.
Yeah. 100 feet of good rope.
Right.
Yeah.
And landlocked salmon will be feeding. We'll talk about that right on smelt. Get out there and fish right off the inlets, Paul, right? A lot of water coming in, and the smelts will be trying to get up there you know.
Yep.
But they'll be out in the lakes and off those inlets, not the outlet, the inlets.
Inlets,
that's
right.
That's the place. And late in the day, towards dusk,
okay,
is the best time.
Okay.
And the best early flies, what would you say the best early fly was?
I'd say Rochelle.
Rochelle is probably a good one, but there's...
Say a Grey Ghost. What do you say, Bob and Jenny? What's a good...
I agree, Rochelle, Grey Ghost.
Like Grey Ghost is always a good one, but the old-timers would early in the spring like the Black Ghost.
Black Ghost, okay.
That's the one they pick.
That's what I said.
Yeah, those are
that's
good.
That's the baby right now.
Yep.
And Sneaker Fly is a good one, too.
Yep.
And that's it for now. That's the report for this week.
Okay, excellent fishing report.
Thank you, sir.
Very
appreciate
good job.
It.
All right. We're going to get down to business now. Again, Bob Wojcinek is our guest, and nice to have you here, Bob. Again, we regret Andy can't make it, but we know you're going to represent the club. What's on your mind tonight? What would you like to focus on?
Well, a lot of people don't really understand the history of Atlantic salmon, how important it was to Maine economically, socially over the years, and where it really came from, and what the demise of the Atlantic salmon over the years due to dam building, pollution, log drives, and those kind of things had on the economy. And since the pollution has been abated for the most part statewide, many dams are being removed. Log drives have ceased. The Atlantic salmon has been struggling to come back in many rivers and streams. And because of that, the restoration program that was started over the years by the state of Maine, stocking salmon, smolts, and so forth, has had an effect on Atlantic salmon populations, but not always a good effect. And so the salmon populations have been up and down over the years. And they're actually making a comeback slowly for surely. And but the important thing is to realize that when the salmon was listed as endangered in the state of Maine a few years ago, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the other agencies involved in that process never really took a look at the social and economic impacts of listing the Atlantic salmon as endangered. The Endangered Species Act requires an assessment of the social and economic impacts of those federal actions, and that was not done. And a lot of people prepared information to give to the agencies, but the agencies never took it and never published it.
Oh, wow.
It is bad.
Yeah.
The first Atlantic salmon was landed on a fly in Bangor in 1880. It's a long time ago. And over the years after that, the word got out about Atlantic salmon fishing in the Bangor area, despite the levels of pollution and the beginning of the construction of some of the dams, which are mostly lower head dams, smaller, shorter dams than they were before. And Bangor became known as one of the best places in the United States to fish, especially for Atlantic salmon. People would take a train ride 9 hours from Boston and 14 hours from New York City and ride in luxury on some of their cars, come to Bangor, spend the time, stay at the old Bangor House Hotel and many other places that many of us remember, go to the Bangor Opera House at night and get a carriage ride to the Bangor Salmon Pool and the Penobscot River.
April.
In April.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. They start April, May, and June for the most part.
Yeah.
And they brought hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people to this area, filled the hotels. The word got out worldwide. And people over time started coming from all over the world as we were able to travel to Maine on and airlines and so forth, filling up local hotels in the springtime, local restaurants and so forth. And in its heyday, in the 70s and 80s, in the Bangor area, the three salmon clubs in the Bangor area had over 1,200 members, active members, and all of them had waiting lists of 150 to 200 people waiting to get in. In order to get in, when I tried to join the VZ Salmon Club in 1986, I had to wait almost a year and a half before somebody passed away or didn't renew
to
become a member.
Wow.
Okay, so the VZ Salmon Club is trying to rebuild its membership, as well as the Eddington Club and the Penobscot Club, which is the historic club down across from the hospital on the Brewer side of the river, where you'll find many, many photographs and history of the Atlantic salmon.
Now, for the sake of those who may not be aware, I think it was about a year ago, the VZ Salmon Club almost folded up. Was
that
it about
a
year ago?
That is correct.
And you're probably too modest to say so, but you're one of the movers and shakers that helped bring it back. And it is, it's rising from the ashes, is it not?
Well, basically, that's true. When people couldn't fish for Atlantic salmon, a lot of the people who built the salmon clubs and became the original members kind of lost interest, and they started to pass away. New members weren't recruited. And so the cost of running the clubs was going up with the utilities. Membership was going down. But we didn't want to have the salmon clubs close. Okay, so we came and brought, as you said, took the club out of the ashes, paid off all the bills. Membership drives are going great. Anybody can access the VZ Salmon Club now on the internet through the Facebook page, which I strongly encourage everybody to get on and like, and our website. And those, and the Facebook page is maintained by one of our board of directors out in Chicago, Blair Fire, who's an outstanding person when it comes to this kind of thing. And also we have monthly dinners and guest speakers. Open to the public. You don't have to be a member. Just come on down to the VZ Salmon Club or get on Facebook or the internet, and you'll find the dates. Those people who are members and our mailing list will get those. The next one is April 25th with a dinner and guest speaker, which will be announced this week. May 11th, very important, we're going to have our annual Angler's Breakfast. We're calling it annual because it wasn't done in a few years, and this is better than Hunter's Breakfast because you can actually fish at breakfast. Yeah. Bring your rods. If you haven't got rods, we've got fly rods and spinning rods to loan to people. You can go down the river in front of the club, have breakfast, fish for shad, stripers, smallmouth bass, or whatever. You cannot legally fish for Atlantic salmon.
And by May 11th, the water levels should be down a little bit, so you may be able to catch a shad, right?
We're hoping that. The shad are in the river now. The waters are such it's hard to fish.
Yeah.
But we'll have information on that. We'll have people teaching people and showing them. We'll have shad lures and darts available for people and other flies for stripers if they haven't got them. If you forget a rod, we're going to loan you one. But come and pay $5 for breakfast and stay around for lunch. We'll have hot dogs and beans and everything else. Stay all day at the VZ Salmon Club on May 11th.
Oh, that's exciting. And breakfast is the usual fare. Eggs over easy, bacon, toast, home fries,
etc.
All right, sounds good. Hey, we'll be back with more here on Maine Outdoors. You stay with us. Okay, we're back with Maine Outdoors, and our guest tonight is Bob Winginick from the VZ Salmon Club. And again, if you have a question or you want to weigh in tonight on our conversation, you can call our statewide toll-free number, which is
1-800-966-1039.
Bob, one of the things I meant to ask you before the break and didn't get a chance, somebody may be a skeptic at home who's asking themselves, if you can't fish for salmon anymore on the river, what's the point of the VZ Salmon Club? Why save it?
Well, the VZ Salmon Club is historic, and people fish for everything on the river, shad, striped bass, salmon. Many times my wife would say, go down to the VZ Club and bring back a couple stripers when you could do that. Mm-hmm. And I go down on an afternoon and go out in my boat in front of the VZ Salmon Club, catch two stripers. I wasn't fishing for salmon. I'd catch two stripers. We'd go home and put them on the grill. But the salmon clubs on the river in generally are community havens, not just for fishing for Atlantic salmon. Even though you can't legally fish for Atlantic salmon, and if you do catch one by accident, you just have to not take it out of the water, release it as soon as possible. And we're going to teach people and encourage them to use barbless hooks or bending down the hooks on the lures. Go to single hook lures wherever possible. Even if you're using spinner baits, bend the barbs down or take off one of the hooks if it's got more than one hook. And we're going to teach people how to do that just in case they hook an Atlantic salmon by mistake. But properly using striper lures and flies and shad lures and flies, smallmouth bass, you'll minimize the chance of hooking an Atlantic salmon by mistake. But if you do, just release it and we'll
and
teach
it's
you.
Nothing illegal if you accidentally hook one.
If you accidentally hook one, there's nothing illegal at all. Yeah. You just have to be very, very careful. Do not take it out of the water. And try to do a long line release if you know how to do that. Give them some slack and let them throw the fly. Or if you get them up close, just make sure you try to get the hook out of their mouth gently without taking them out of the water.
Don't take them out of the water, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And we'll teach people how to do that.
Yeah. Maybe a silly question, but last year, for example, did anybody hook a salmon in front of the VZ Salmon Club? Should I not have asked that, Norm?
No, it's appropriate. Sure. Just don't ask if anybody.
I didn't personally do that, but I know people who reported hooking Atlantic salmon. And
have you seen anybody hook one there?
I haven't seen it in the past couple of years, but I do know a young man who's 14 years old who was fishing for smallmouth bass, and he got the surprise of his life when Atlantic salmon took his daredevil. And it went down halfway to Eddington. But it, fortunately, it
took him with it, too, right?
Yeah. Fortunately, the daredevil, if salmon flew the daredevil, wasn't hooked very bad, obviously, but he'll never forget that. I guarantee it.
Okay, Bob, get out the bright white light and the rubber hose. You've got to ask Bob a question. Bob Winjenik, you're under oath here. Did you ever hook an Atlantic salmon in front of the VC Salmon Club?
When they were legal, yes.
Yes, I knew that was coming.
All right. Yeah. Well, it's you're right. There's a tremendous history there. There's also a social aspect of this that's important, don't you think?
Absolutely.
The community, a place for people who share a common bond to get together and, I don't know, eat, play cribbage.
Absolutely.
Shoot the bull, right?
We want people to be – the club's a family club. We have family memberships. We have people come down and have birthday parties for their families at the club for their kids. They come down and eat their lunch sitting on the porch. If you're a club member and have a key, you can go inside, use the facilities. But the public is welcome at the clubs anytime, especially the VZ Salmon Club. It's a family-operated orientation and organization, and it wants to have encourage people to enjoy the outdoors in general. Fish the Penobscot River, no matter what you do. Yep. If you don't fish, we have a lot of non-anglers who are members of the VZ Salmon Club.
Do you really?
Oh, many, many, many husbands and wives join as family members just to come down and say they're a member of the club. They can come into the club and have coffee anytime they want.
Sit on the porch, watch the water go by.
They can sit on the porch no matter what.
Yeah. It's a beautiful spot there.
It's a wonderful spot. Yeah. And we want people to come by and introduce themselves. We do need support. We do need members. We need active members to help us do the everyday tasks that have to be done. Always looking for someone to help out in any way possible. Donations are always welcome. We do have bills to pay, but we are doing well, much better than it was when it was almost closed a year ago today, this week.
Let's say, for example, that the sage of Grand Lake Stream, who's looking at us through rose-colored glasses right now, let's say Norm Plord wants to join the VC Club. How would he do it? How much would it cost him? What would his obligations be?
Well, the cost for an individual member under 70 is $50. Mm-hmm. Family membership, all your immediate family, $75. Over 70, $35, but most people pay the $50 anyway just to help out. You can join online with Facebook and our website by pushing the Join Now or Donate Now button, or you can come by the Salmon Club, or you can go to Galen Hashey's Fly Shop and leave your dues there, fill out a membership application, and there's so many ways you can do it. There's membership applications on the porch in a waterproof container along with other things, and you can grab one of those and put it in the mail. Whatever you wish to do, we'll make it as easy as you want. Stop by anytime, have a cup of coffee. People are the club in the morning and throughout the day and throughout the week. And if the door's open, the lights are on, come on in and say hi.
Could I ask you a couple of quick questions? How is Galen Hashey?
Galen Hashey is doing better. He has had his health challenges, but he's a trooper, and he's a
good for him.
Wonderful individual, and I can't say enough good about him.
That's great.
I saw him yesterday.
Second question is, can you launch a boat in front of the club?
Not right now. Right now, but you can launch a small boat, canoe, a boat you can drag over the shore at the where the old dam was, VZ Dam was. The town has a small park there now, and you can drag a boat down there. You can also put a boat in below the pipeline at the Eddington side of the club.
Yeah.
And it just at the water levels, you can go over the pipeline, and you can tie your boat up at the VZ Club if you want to.
Yeah.
Police are out there.
Well, the stripers, you know, coming right on here, coming in now, and it'll be good to hear another month.
Yeah.
There was a time when you'd see 20 or 30 boats tied up below the VZ Salmon Club.
Ooh.
Wow.
And people were fishing for everything.
Yeah, true.
And we had people there most hours of the day and night, and good security. And now we have security cameras.
I think Norm had a follow-up question. I could see his lips moving, but I think he wanted to know if about joining. He wanted to know, do you have to be a very good cribbage player to join the VZ Salmon Club?
I hope not.
I don't even know what cribbage is, personally. But we are looking for cribbage members, players, and Galen Hashey would love to have cribbage players come in the morning, play nickel game, cribbage, high stakes, and drink coffee, and we were looking for more cribbage members because that was a big part of the anglers at the Salmon Club.
I love cribbage. Man, it's one of my favorite games. I play Diane every day after lunch and usually beat her. Shouldn't have said that. Anyway, that's great. Well, VZ Salmon Club, if you're interested, check out their website. What's the website again, Bob?
VZSalmonClub.org.
VZSalmonClub.org.
Or just go on to Facebook and VZ Salmon Club.
All right.
And you can do that very easily. Yeah. And by the way, there's no fishing license required to fish below the old VZ dam site. It is considered tidal water, but you do need to have a $2 registry, saltwater registry, if you don't have a fishing license. And you can get that at any license dealer, or you can get online and do it from the state.
If you have a Maine freshwater license, do you still have to have that stamp?
No, you do not. If you have a Maine freshwater license, you do not have it. But the state discriminates because those of us with lifetime or over 70 licenses still have to go and get the $2 registry license.
No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding.
You mean I have a lifetime license? I have to get the $2 stamp?
You got to get your $2 stamp.
You're kidding.
I'm dead serious.
Well, they're discriminating against us older folks.
I agree.
This is an outrage.
Let's just get something new because I don't have to get it.
Oh, yeah, but you're...
If you're fishing saltwater, you do.
I never heard of that.
If you have a lifetime license...
It's not saltwater, though. It's tidal water.
It's tidal water, the same thing.
Tidal water. It's considered, well, it's I considered suppose you could same. Say that.
I know, but... Hey,
want me to give you the two? I'll give you the $2.
Go to the Old Town Trading Post.
To the state, right?
The Old Town Trading Post will help you out and register you for very little or no cost. Yeah,
well, you don't have to go down to the post office or do any out any application?
Just go to the Old Town Trading Post. They'll take good care of you and pick up some shad, lures, and flies while you're there.
Oh, good, yeah.
Yes.
That's right, Old Town Trading Post. By the way, Old Town Trading Post were generous enough to help provide these lures that we gave away tonight to Willie. And so patronize them. They're a sponsor of the show. They make this show possible. Speaking of organizations and businesses that make this show possible, I think it's time for Bob Lehman to tell everybody about General Appliance and Brewer.
It is that time, Paul, just about that time. And the General Appliance and Brewer is one of our main sponsors. And, you know, they've been sponsoring our show for as long as it's been on. And one day the owner over there told me that they don't have any other shows that they sponsor because they don't need any.
No
That's
kidding.
How well they have done as being a sponsor of our shows. And this program is brought to you, the Maine Outdoors program is brought to you in part by our friends at the General Appliance and Brewer. And this company is owned and operated by Al Elkin. And they are located at 91 Center Street in Brewer, offering a full range of appliances, both gas and electric. They would welcome being known as your all-around appliance dealer, offering the service of anything you purchase there, which is no small deal today. One relatively new item which they carry at General Appliance is easy to operate and comfortable composting toilets.
Ride the wave, baby.
Thank you, James. Appreciate it. One relatively new item, as I just said, and you know that's a great item. Have you ever used a compost toilet, Paul?
I can't say that I ever have.
I did once, and it's really a pleasure.
Okay.
You didn't have to go out with all those mosquitoes,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Fight those black flies, mosquitoes.
Quite the throne.
Yeah.
Yeah, you put it right in the closet, and you can get up in the middle of the night, and bingo, it's great, and back in bed, and don't even have to go out in the mosquitoes and the cold or nothing.
That's right.
It's fantastic, really.
Yep.
So the folks realize that you have to be competitive in your pricing these days with all the big box stores we have available. So ask to remember to consider service when you, and they have great service too. That some of those guys are fantastic. One of them is absolute magician.
Is that an L.L. Bean shirt?
It certainly is, yes. What are we doing, an ad for L.L. Bean?
I don't know. That's a smart-looking shirt. Wow.
Let me get into that.
Okay.
It is, like,
anyway, General Appliance and Brewer.
Yeah, wait a minute now. Where was I?
They only paid for 30 seconds. You've given them a minute, I think.
They deserve it.
They do. They're
they
great
They certainly
folks.
Do.
And
so
you know,
we sincerely encourage you, when you are in need of new appliances,
new or used?
See General Appliance and Brewer.
All right. We love it. We love you, Al.
You know what I heard? I heard that Al Elkins is running for town council here in Orrington.
You're kidding.
The little bird told me that.
Al, it turned into a politician? I can't believe that.
He's a good man for it.
He is. He would be a good politician. I mean, he'd be a good counselor, yeah.
And you know, sir. And you know, too, they sell our books over there.
Yes, they
Your books and my books are right there by the door. You come in the door, and there they are.
All right.
Can't miss them.
Okay, General Appliance and Brewer. Yeah. Hey, we have a call standing by. Let's take it. Good evening, caller. You're on Main Outdoors. Our guest tonight is Bob Winginick. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say something. I was just in the Old Town Trading Post. I just want to say my wife and I just got a fishing license there, and she tried out some firearms there, and I bought some ammunition and things.
Good.
I just want to say, and I have no affiliation with the Old Town Trading Post, but there's some nice people in that place, and
they are.
I'm glad to hear they're sponsoring your show, and I really like that, like the place. And my wife's not really much of a sportsman, but she's learning, and they were very nice people there.
They are. They're good folks. Yeah. Yeah. Dave, okay. Tony, and his wife, Cindy, right? Is it Cindy?
Exactly. Yeah,
I think so.
Dave's and, wife, and their son. I think their son works there also.
Yeah.
Dave and Melissa.
I mean Melissa, yeah. Yeah, good folks. Well, we appreciate the testimonial, and we didn't pay you for this, to do this, right?
No, you didn't. We got a fishing license, but we caught no fish.
All right.
Well, didn't help us that much.
Good luck to you fishing, and let's pray for some better weather.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Right. Great show.
Thank you.
Somebody was asking if you're 70 and older and have a lifetime license, and you're American Indian, would you still have to buy the $2 salt water?
Don't know.
I can't answer that question directly, but you have the license from the state, or they have the license from the Penobscot Reservation.
They didn't mention which
I don't know.
No, but. But they're American Indian. Yeah,
can't answer that. Hey, one of the things I wanted to, this is a little aside, but some of the most interesting information comes when we're chatting during the commercial break and you can't hear us. But we're talking, I asked the question about when was the peak of the salmon fishing at the Bangor Pool. And Bob and the two Bobs here made the observation that it was sometime in the early 80s, right, Bob?
Late
80s.
Yeah.
And I was kind of amazed to know back those days, that wasn't that far back, they were catching 25 to 100 salmon a day on the river there in this greater Bangor area, right?
More or less.
That's amazing, yeah.
It may not have been quite that many every day.
Yeah, no. But there were some days when...
But there were days when there wasn't. Yeah. And a lot of those salmon were not taken out of the water.
Yeah,
and
that's just released. Yeah,
that's right. So there may have been. Look, I caught salmon. I never took them out of the water and never reported them.
Yeah, have you ever caught Atlantic salmon?
Never have. I have a coworker who used to fish for them.
Yeah, I've caught a few, and it's the most fun you can have your clothes on. It's unbelievable. It really, truly is. It's the most exciting angling experience I've ever had. Do you ever catch one, Bob?
Oh, yeah. I've caught a number of them on the Penobscot and also up on the Miramichi in Canada.
Yeah, so you would agree.
Yes, I would definitely agree. But at the same time, a lot of people don't realize that if you read the March issue of the Northwood Sporting Journal, the Shad Man has an article in there about shad. And by the way, he's a member of the board of the VZ Salmon Club. Shad is considered the poor man's salmon.
Oh, yeah.
If you hook a female shad in the 5 to 7 pound range, think you have an Atlantic salmon.
Yeah, they're fun. I've caught them down in Connecticut.
They're fresh out of the ocean.
Oh, they're exciting, yeah. And you'll be able to do that right in front of the VZ Salmon Club this spring.
A lot of places on the Penobscot, the VZ Salmon Club would be a great place to do it.
You bet. All right, we have other callers calling. I see the the lights lighting up there, Norm. I'm surprised your peripheral vision.
I was so caught up in
and,
the...
I saw it from out here. just kidding. One of the other things that some folks may not understand is sort of set the table here for this. If the feds list this Atlantic salmon as endangered, which they have, Bob, you can't catch them and keep them.
Oh, that's correct. And definitely not. You can't even legally fish for them actively.
You're not supposed to legally go after them.
That's
right?
Correct.
Yeah. And there are many folks, including some of us gathered here today, that believe it's wrong for them to list this species as endangered. We'd like to see them listed as threatened, which might allow some recreational fishing, right?
That is correct. If it were listed as threatened, we may have the opportunity to have a catch and release, which many, even the Atlantic salmon biologists that used to work for the state, agree with. They never wanted to see it listed as threatened, as endangered, which was we feel is a, was a political decision more than anything, a biological decision. And there's no reason not to have a catch-and-release season on Atlantic salmon done properly. Barbless hooks, temperatures 70 or below, a certain time of the year, certain kind of gear, that kind of thing. But at the same time, a lot of people don't realize it, but the people who operate the hydro dams on the Penobscot River are allowed to kill, called allowable take, through their FERC licenses, up to 5% of the Atlantic salmon that go over their dams. And they won't allow us to do catch and release by responsible anglers. There's something wrong with that picture.
Yeah.
Okay. It is politically and economically motivated. Yeah.
Is the VZ Salmon Club or any other organizations lobbying to try to change this in any way?
We hope the VZ Salmon Club will be considered the leader in that. We'd like to have everyone follow our Facebook page if they have Facebook on our website. We'll keep people up to date on that. And we are currently looking at legal counsel to try to do this. But also we're finding that even in the Atlantic Salmon Restoration Plan, they did talk about the possibility of going to threaten at some point in the future, even though we don't agree with their timeline. But they're at least open to the idea of having a catch and release at some point. We'd like to see it sooner than later.
Does the Penobscot Nation have a right to catch those salmon?
I don't know the details of that, but I do know they have a ceremonial
permit
to suffer some degree, but I do not know the details.
Yeah. Do we have a caller standing by, Norm?
We do.
Let's take a call. Good evening, caller. You're on Maine Outdoors with Bob Wojcinek.
Hi, guys. I ran across this show. I'm new to Maine, and not new as in I'm not one of those liberal weirdos, but I love fishing. And I want to know, like, I moved to Richmond, which is on the Kennebec.
Right.
And I want to know kind of the main waters and what's really good for fishing. I love sport fishing, but I also like to eat. What are good waters to eat around here?
What kind of fish do you like?
I love every kind of fish. I haven't met a fish yet that I don't like.
You know, Maine has like 5,000 plus lakes and ponds and all spread all over the state, so it's impossible for us to focus on your question and give you an answer in a short amount of time. But where do you live in the Richmond area?
I live in the Richmond area. I'm at the downgrade of the Kennebec.
Well, you know, you can go to downtown Augusta. When I worked there, I used to go there and catch stripers right there in downtown Augusta on the Kennebec River. Try the Kennebec River.
Right?
Yeah, you should be able to catch shad
is
there.
Is it good to eat? I've heard the Kennebec was, from Augusta down, was kind of, you know, maybe poor as far as eating.
No problem with stripers, no.
No longer?
No. Good. You can fish shad and stripers in the lower Kennebec.
And they're good
now,
eating.
Now, isn't shad a winter runner?
No.
Spring. No, they're spring.
They're spring?
Yes. That's okay. Tommy cod.
Yeah. And, there's all kinds of, if you like freshwater fishing, there are ponds. Maine does a fabulous job managing the fisheries, stocking them, and you can go about anywhere and find fish, to be honest with you.
I'll tell you, the bass out of Pleasant Pond has been freaking awesome.
Which Pleasant Pond is that? There's a lot of Pleasant Ponds.
I'm sorry. I guess it's, I don't know, right on the border of Richmond and Litchfield.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's a nice little pond there. It's a lake. I mean, I think most people would call it a lake. But it has been the best bass fishing I have ever had.
Good. Hey, it's good to hear from somebody who's passionate about fishing, and this is the time of year to get ready to wet the line. We appreciate your call, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, in our last minute, we have a few minutes left, Norm, right?
We're about 4 minutes out.
About 4 minutes out. We talked about the endangered list includes the Atlantic salmon, VZ Salmon Club, and many of others of us. And I'm not a fisheries guy. I'm not steeped in the science of it, but everything I read convinces me that the feds are going to have a tough time making a case that the current species of salmon in this river constitute a subspecies?
Or wild species. It's
distinct,
not wild.
Distinct species. I mean, The science does not seem to be compelling to me, but what do you think, Bob?
I think you're correct. It's a stocked population, and it's an artificial population. And eventually, with enough things happening in the watershed, and believe me, the dam removals have been fantastic. It's a good straight step, but the rivers have never been cleaner or healthier than they are right now. So I'm optimistic if the feds and the state get – the feds get their stocking program correct, and I can't get into details about that tonight mm-hmm. – and get their act together and do it scientifically rather than doing it for their agency and their budgets, there's good promise there. There's more salmon in the river now than there have been in many years.
Yeah.
You're not all seeing them going over the dam in Old Town.
I mean, we've got all the conditions. The water has been unpolluted. We've taken dams out. We have a stocking program. We're doing about all we can do to try to restore the Atlantic salmon to the river, aren't we?
We are, and the stocking program needs to be modified significantly, and I believe there are people working on that right now to see what the best changes should be.
What do you mean by that?
Without getting into details, the river-specific stocking of fish in the down east area in Penobscot River is not correct.
What do you mean? I don't follow. The wrong species?
Not the wrong species, but take brother and sister and breed them together.
That's not good.
No.
Anyway,
there's ways to improve the stocking program in general. Many
you think
things
they could do a better job than they're doing.
They got a long ways to go, and we'll probably be able to talk about that in the future. Hopefully, that's making changes. Yeah.
Does that mystery retired federal biologist that we know, would he agree with you on that?
Yeah, he would agree with that.
He would agree with that. Absolutely. Bob, you have any thoughts on the land? Do you think we're ever going to see the salmon come back to the river?
That's a good question, Paul. You know who pays for these Atlantic salmon? We do.
Yeah.
And we have for years. And we'd have no say and no chance to catch one. And it's a shame because what Bob Wojnarowski has come out with is absolutely correct as far as fishing-wise. And there's no reason at all why we shouldn't have catch and release and some of the other regulations that you come up with.
Please support the VZ Salmon Club and the other organizations. Go to Facebook. Help us. We will have to, this will cost money and time, and we need some people to help us with the cause.
Excellent.
Okay, you heard it all right here on Maine Outdoors. And I think this is a very important thing. It's too bad we couldn't get people fired up and mobilized. I don't know, we talked to Norm's favorite senator there, Susan Collins.
Susan
and get her to try to give us some attention. To anyway.
Susan Collins has come to responded to us in a positive way about this.
She has?
Yes.
Oh.
Andy Fitzpatrick, president, got a call from her office manager.
There you go.
Oh, that's good news. All right.
That's
maybe
good
we'll
news.
Get some. We probably couldn't get Angus King on board with that, but if we get Susan Collins behind it, that would be great. Appreciate it. Nice to have you here.
Great to be here, guys.
And come back anytime. Good luck with the VZ Salmon Club. Good luck with your May 11th. That sounds like a real hoedown.
It will be. Please be there.
And I have to go down to a graduation in Tampa, Florida, so I can't be there.
On the 11th, what time of the morning does that start up?
You can stow up at 7 o'clock in the morning or earlier if you want to fish. Doesn't matter. We're very informal, but we'll have breakfast ready from 7 o'clock on, and lunch will be served around 11.
Okay. Great. So, Norm, practice up your cribbage. Get your rod out,
right.
Go up there, and be there.
Yeah, if you don't want to fish, play cribbage.
There you go. Anyway, it's nice to have you here, Bob, and I want to remind you again, it's nice for me to be back. I miss you guys.
It's good having you back.
Miss being on the radio with you guys.
Great to have you back.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
That golden voice, you know.
Yeah. our guest next week is going to be a fisheries biologist from Greenville, Mr. Tim Obrey.
All right.
Who will make a great guest, I think. We'll see you all next week.
That'd
right here
fun.
On
Maine Outdoors.